I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLRLP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPVLP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking it was about time to find out why a bunch of math textbooks were labeled unacceptably indoctrinating. What exactly these texts for use in K-12 classrooms contained that was considered offensive was never explicitly noted except for vague references to CRT, the catch-all label for all things bad in school. Something like 41% of math textbooks offered to state public schools were put on the Do Not Teach list. Tampa Bay Times combed over some of the books that had been determined to be unfit for Florida classrooms, the governor's words, from school districts that had already received them. While no one, not the publishers or the state, would say what specifically offended them, the Times took a shot at guessing the egregious content. One book for second grade students that teaches addition and subtraction using explanations, games, and word problems was nixed. A page-by-page review found no obvious references to critical race theory or its underlying theme that racism is ingrained in U.S. institutions or references by name to social-emotional learning, a widely used practice that aims to help students manage emotions, set goals, show empathy, build relationships, and make decisions. The book, however, included 26 instances of students being urged to adopt a growth mindset, a popular concept in education, embraced by many Tampa Bay schools that has been linked to social-emotional learning. On those pages, cartoon figures of school children appear with messages expressed in speech bubbles that urge students to take on challenges, welcome feedback, and give themselves time to work problems. Besides texts that encourage qualities such as teamwork and openness to opposing point of view, from this analysis, another sticking point was the use of real-life, therefore relatable, examples and problems, such as a textbook for an elective statistics class that Florida teens may take if they're on a business career path. The state rated this book high for its math content, but found it included some of the, quote, impermissible topics. The 12-page index of the subjects spans a wide variety of material, including twin births and Skittles. A few of the examples discuss hot-button political issues, such as the concept of racial profiling and the accuracy of polling data in the 2016 presidential election, with a photo of Hillary Clinton above the one of Donald Trump. Considering other state sanctions on appropriate subjects for school, which seems to want to deny the very existence of LGBTQ plus people, or that black people were mistreated throughout our history up to the present, in addition to being slaves, I suppose the mention and photo of Hillary Clinton was enough to get that one knocked off the list. We wouldn't give any young girls the subversive idea that they can do more with their lives than being a wife and mother.